Welcome to Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights, a podcast by coaches for coaches. Our guests share their hard-won wisdom to help you grow your coaching business and create a life of success. So get ready to unlock the blueprints to your success. Welcome everyone to today's episode. Thank you so much for joining me. And I am excited to introduce you to Bianca DeLuco. She is a woman's mindset coach and does oh so much more than that as well. So thank you so much, Bianca, for joining me today. It's lovely to have you.
Thanks so much for having me here.
Wonderful. So let's start with your journey, your story, kind of what happened in your life to get you where you are today?
Sure. So, I mean, it kind of goes as far back as high school, I would say. When I was in high school, I really struggled with some anxiety and even more severe depression. And so as I was coming to the end of like my high school career, I wanted to study psychology because I wanted to kind of figure myself out as well as help other people navigate things. So I get into psychology, I'm in my program, I'm bouncing back and forth between pre-med and being like a holistic doctor and going into psychiatry and family marital therapy. And at the end, I was totally unsure of what I wanted to do. And so I decided not to go on, but I took a course called health psychology, which was all about the mind, body, spirit connection. And we did a self-evaluation and I learned that I was failing not one, but all three categories. And so I discovered the practice of yoga, which was kind of a way to feed three birds with one seed rather than going to the gym and getting a therapist and developing some sort of spiritual practice. It was an opportunity to work on all three together consecutively. And so when I decided not to go further in my college education, I ended up going to yoga school kind of last minute. And from yoga school, opened a yoga studio probably within like 10 months of getting certified. And then that's where things kind of had a natural evolution. I started hosting women's circles and retreats where we were doing deeper mindset work and we were doing self-healing work and we were doing journaling prompts and a lot of introspective stuff and goal setting and working through our blocks and things of that nature. So it was kind of a natural evolution from there.
Wow, that's so cool. Yeah. It's good that you step out of college if that's not the direction that you want to go in. But it's great that you found that class, because I'll tell you, when I was in college, that class would not have existed. It was a long time ago.
It was kind of like, I don't want to say revolutionary exactly, because I'd been doing it for a little while at this point. And my professor was just an incredible person and does so much deep work. And they work a lot with like adverse childhood experiences and adulthood outcomes, which is what my senior seminar project was on. So yeah, it's interesting to think about all of the little steps when I thought I was going in a specific direction that like slowly moved me into a different direction, but exactly where I'm meant to be.
That's fantastic. So do you still have your yoga studio, a physical location?
Yes. So prior to COVID, I was focusing a lot more on the yoga aspect of the business and I was teaching like 15 classes a week. Which led to burnout, depression, incredible stress levels. And so I had taken like a 3-year hiatus during COVID where I had the opportunity to really get clear on, all right, what is it that aligns with me? What is it that I want to bring to the world? What am I passionate about? What am I good at? And so when I reopened with only 3 classes, which if you think about a typical yoga studio, that's not how they function and operate. But my vision was to almost use yoga as the gateway to some of these other practices in the same way that yoga created a gateway for myself personally to say, okay, I'm working on my mental, physical, and emotional and spiritual well-being. And then it was led me to books and courses and coaches and other things. It's kind of a similar gateway in my community where they come to a yoga class and then they attend a sound bath and then they're at a women's circle. And before they know it, they're on a retreat. And so I do still have the studio in person, but it's a lot less focused on yoga than it typically was and is more like a segue into the more deeper work that I provide.
Oh, I love that. I love that. So you do sound baths there as well.
Yeah, but I've been doing sound baths for probably like 9 years.
Wow. So do you do any online yoga right now?
So I don't do online yoga per se, but I do have a podcast where a lot of the topics that we would cover in a retreat or in these women's circles are covered in these podcasts. I do have what's called the self-care bundle, which is like a house for meditations that I've created and journal prompts that I've created and EFT tapping videos that I've created. I've narrowed down and summarized the business over the last handful of years as becoming your best self and creating your best life. And the pathways to doing that are self-care, because I believe that we are create a ripple effect. The care we give ourselves shows up in every area of our life and our relationships and our careers, our friendships, our hobbies, everything that we're passionate about, as well as self-healing, right? So if we have these negative beliefs about ourselves and the world around us, or this perspective and mindset about ourselves and the world around us, it's impossible for us to make progress forward. And then the last, and so those are the become your best self piece of it. And then the creating be your best life piece of it is all about sustainable goal setting and mindset hacking and motivation hacking and learning how to re-energize ourselves when we're burnt out and things like that. So part of that online self-care bundle is it's developing into a house of not just the self-care piece, but I'm in the next month preparing to add the other pieces back into it. So the podcast encompasses the best life portion and the bundle encompasses the best self portion.
Well, tell us what the name of your podcast is, and we'll put a link to it in the show notes.
So my podcast is called Live Life Extraordinary, and it is about creating a life that's beyond our wildest dreams in how we take care of ourselves and in the lives that we're creating for ourselves.
I love that. Yeah, we'll also put a link to your bundle in the show notes as well. But, you know, I think we don't. I'm so grateful that now we are healing ourselves and taking it seriously, because I can't imagine, you know, my parents doing yoga or even considering it, because that stuff's such a different generation. But I'm so grateful where we're in a place where there are more people like you helping other people, you know, sort out the junk that's in there. There's an awful lot of junk. And some of it's just been, we've been dragging it around for years. And so, you know, it's time to get rid of it and be your best self, like you said.
And it's so interconnected, right? I feel like for a while we were watching people want to change the way they're interacting with their physical body. And that's coming out in eating healthier and improving our sleep and being more physically active. But because it's so intertwined and the body truly does keep the store, if you're not managing what's happening in your mind and your heart, it's manifesting as different things within your physical body. There's a lot of evidence to support that some of the pain and tension that we feel in our physical body is a result of unresolved things, and as well as like our gut health being connected to our brain health. And so you can't just go to therapy and focus on your mental health. You can't just take care of your physical body and expect to be well overall. It really is an integration of all things. And I see a lot of people with really big ambitions and wanting to create a business or launch a podcast or write a book or whatever it is that their heart's desire is. But if we're not taking care of ourselves mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, whatever it is, you don't have the energy, you don't have the mental capacity, you don't feel well enough, your creativity isn't there. So all of these aspects that are like truly vital in us showing up in the world and doing our best work are in caring for ourselves, which is why I've created it as two interconnected pieces, because you truly can't do one without the other. Even though we might want to, we truly can't.
That's great. Yeah. No, I could totally relate to that. And it was I mentioned this before in one of the other episodes, but I had no idea that the way you were feeling affects how your body digests food. So if you're in like a you know, upset or angry and you're eating something, your body's going to use it differently, the nutrients, than if you were relaxed and cool. So I just an example of, you know, your mind and your body, you know, doing different things.
Sure. What you're referencing to is almost the fight or flight state versus the rest and digest state, right? If we're in that constant fight or flight state, we're purely in survival mode. It's impossible to thrive when we're in that place of just surviving. But when we can start to enter into that rest and digest place through meditation, yoga, breathing, whatever tools you want to use to support yourself, then your body and your mind can naturally heal, where you can create space for all that other good stuff, right? Our bodies and our minds can't generate those next steps in our lives if we're constantly stuck on just getting by.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We actually help our clients outsource a lot of things that they don't want to do in their business and things that are like weighing them down. I don't want to do bookkeeping. I don't like, I know it's not hard, but I just don't want to do it. It's not my strength. It's not my joy. So it's a little bit like that.
I agree. And I think, that's a big aspect of caring for ourselves, right? Is delegating the things that don't light us up, right? We're meant to be doing the work that sparks joy and helps us live in our purpose, not the little minuscule things. And I think that happens in all sorts of ways. Maybe that shows up as hiring a bookkeeper for your business, or maybe that shows up as hiring a housekeeper from for your home, so that the last time you're taking for those tasks, you have the ability to dedicate towards other things. Or maybe that's hiring a nanny for your kids. I think it can show up in a multitude of different ways, but it's really about like leaning into what feels aligned and what feels good for us and where we're feeling called to go, and like really following that call versus trying to accomplish everything at once.
I think we're, as women, we do that a lot. We think we have to do it all ourselves, and we are super women, but there's still some work to do to make sure that we feel like super women and that we're acting like super women.
I
So,
couldn't agree with that more.
excellent. So tell me a little bit about some of your clients. Maybe they're your favorites, or maybe they're just had an amazing transformation. Share with us a little bit about a story about that.
I can't say that I have favorites because they're all wonderful and incredible in their own unique ways. I will say that one of the cool things that's been happening in the last year, so I host this women's circle at our studio, and a lot of women are showing up with this dissatisfaction in their life and in their career specifically. And in the last probably 6 months, we've had probably four members of this community quit their jobs and do something else. One opened their own business, one transitioned to a different job, one started working in the family business. And so it's really cool to watch women look at their lives and say, this isn't working, given a hard, honest look at what's not serving them, and make that bold change for something different. And to me, that feels very much in line with purpose. Even if you're doing something that's seemingly, I think when we think about purpose, we think like, oh, I have to be a doctor who develops the next cure for cancer, or I have to, launch and scale my business to the point where I'm reaching hundreds of millions of people and changing everybody's lives. But I think sometimes our purpose is a lot smaller than that, where we can find purpose in just lighting up a room and by doing what we feel called to do, because we're like a bunch of candles, right? When we're lit up, we can light other people, and then they go and light other people, and it creates this ripple effect far bigger than we can imagine. So I think sometimes, even as seemingly as insignificant as, oh, I'm quitting my job as a teacher to become a daycare provider, there's something in that, because your energy shifts in the way that you are then interacting with your partner and your friends and the parents that you're interacting with and your family members. And then they go out in the world and impact other people in that way too. So I think the more we are empowered to live the lives that we're, it's not just great for us, but it's incredible for the world around us.
I couldn't agree more. It is such a shift in, like you said, your energy. And I think some people don't realize it until they take advantage of it and they stop to think. I think sometimes you've got to stop and think, am I happy? Am I really doing what I feel like I'm supposed to be doing? And then have the bravery to say, if it's no, the bravery to do the harder thing. And I'm sure that you bring that to your circle, that they feel supported, because I don't always think that women feel like they can do that. I can't quit my job. I've got all these other responsibilities, but you know what? You can, and you can do, you know, pretty much anything that you want to do if you set your mind to it and you're ready to work hard.
Yeah, for sure. But I think not even just that, right? It's not just about the hard work, right? That's the create your best life piece, right? But also in giving yourself the care and giving yourself the permission and working and healing your mindset. Because if you're in this mindset of scarcity, or you have this belief that it's not possible for you, or you're not capable of it, or you don't have the skills, or whatever it is, you'll stay stuck in those places that you don't want to be. So I think that's why it's so important to take a holistic approach towards our goals in our life.
I love that. Is there something that you have that's new and that you're working on, and that's kind of
There is. So I've been hosting retreats for the last 7 or so years. And it went from being this dream and this goal of mine that felt really out of reach to now at a point where I've scaled my business to 6 figures through retreats, and I'm traveling to my bucket list destinations, and my impact with people is larger than it ever could have been in my small community, through just yoga classes or just sound baths or things like that. So I recently developed what's called the Retreat Leader Roadmap, which is for people with established businesses, whether that's a yoga studio or a coaching practice or a therapist who really wants to scale their business through hosting retreats, where I guide them through the entire process from finding location to the marketing plan that I've used to sell out my retreats to creating profit and loss statements to understand where your price point needs to be and developing schedules and all sorts of things like that. So that is something brand new that I'm rolling out actively, for people who are looking to take that next step in their business.
that's fantastic. We'll have a link to that in the show notes as well. But I think, you know, I used to run a lot of events for companies that I worked for, and there's so much to do. It's like, you know, you've got to have a plan. You've got to have, you know, certain things done by certain times and so many little details. I'm sure that's a huge resource for people.
I think too, like in the same way we were talking about how it might feel like scary to quit your job and do something new, or any type of change, whether it's positive or not, is difficult to deal with. And so after hosting 20 retreats, I've learned the ins and outs of what works well and what doesn't work well and what's a total flop. And so it's an opportunity for people who have had this calling or desire, but maybe don't know where to start or don't know the first steps to have one-on-one support in creating this for themselves
Yeah.
and their business.
Yeah, 'cause you do get to usually go to beautiful places and get pampered, and it sounds delightful. I'd like to go now.
It truly has been the highlight of my career. In the last couple years, and in the 6 months moving forward, we're traveling to Italy, Hawaii, Montana, Sedona, Arizona, Vermont in the fall, like Iceland. So just places that I only dreamed of visiting, and now it's like a regular part of my career and my life, which is just beyond my wildest dreams.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, if people are listening and are thinking, wow, I need to speak with her, I need to find out more about how I can get involved, what is the best way for them to reach out to you?
So my email address is info@biancadeluco.com, and that's truly the best place.
We'll put that in the show notes too. So, my very last question is, if you could provide one tip to make the world a better place, what would that be?
I think the tip would be to follow your intuition and follow where you feel called to go, rather than listening to the world around you and what other people believe is possible or believe is the right choice for you. To really learn to listen to yourself and move in that direction.
That's great. Yes, absolutely, 100%. And I'm grateful for people like you who are helping people, you know, get in touch with what they want to do, and appreciating themselves and loving themselves and doing things that make them joyful. So thank you for doing that, and thank you for being with me today.
It truly has been the light of my life, and I've been so blessed to be able to do this work and create this business. And I'm blessed to be here on your podcast. So thanks so much for having me as a guest.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for joining us today on Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights. We hope you're leaving this episode with inspiration to take your coaching business and your life to the next level. If you found value in this episode, we would love it if you would subscribe and share it with someone else who you think might benefit from hearing it. Thanks, and we'll see you in the next episode.